The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Aldo Tullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
What I feel. Hey, Joe on the radio, good morning. It's 9:05 on AM 970, The Answer. Around the country and around the world, wild, this streaming thing that these kids do nowadays on AM 970, TheAnswer.com. Apple as well, we'll podcast the show out right after the show. You could listen to us anytime and anywhere. Mark Morgan is kind enough to join us. By the way, Brooke Goldstein is going to join us. Been meaning to catch up with Brooke about the horror that is unfolding in Israel. And you don't want to miss that conversation coming up. And Michael Goodwin, chief political columnist for the New York Post as well. But we turn now to Mark Morgan, senior fellow for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, former acting commissioner of United States Customs and Border Protection, former FBI. Mark, welcome back to the show, commissioner. Great to have you with us always.
Joe, thanks for having me.
Hey, Mark. So, Mayorkas impeached. Nothing's going to happen in the Senate. I mean, right? I mean, they you got to do something. I say to impeach Biden, but now they went after Mayorkas. How does this unfold, do you think, Commissioner?
Well, look, at the end of the day, Joe, I agree with you. I mean, the Senate Democrats have more votes to not convict him, but that's really not the point, in my opinion. If the Senate right now, they're actually what we're being told, what we're hearing is that they're not even going to hold a trial in the Senate. And this is important for people to understand because, number one, that means they're going to walk away from historic precedents. This hasn't happened before. The House has walked two articles of impeachment. The process, the Constitution demands that the Senate holds a trial. And number two, but most importantly, if they don't go forward with the trial, Joe, they're actually going to deprive the American citizens of their right. And here's what's very important. Their right to hear and see the evidence for themselves. The evidence which I think will show that Mayorkas acted as the chief architect overseeing the worst border security crisis in our lifetime, and the chaos and lawlessness that ensued has intentionally jeopardized every aspect of our nation's safety and national security. So the question is, and the people should be outraged, why are they denying the American people hear and see that evidence and then make their own judgment on whether he should be convicted or not?
Yeah, this is so. What do you do if you're Mayorkas and you're in your office and you have all the, luxuries of being in public office that we pay for as tax citizens? He sees the numbers. I wanted to go to fentanyl next. I want to talk about this fentanyl situation with you, but he sees it. And do you think when the White House calls, and it's not Biden because Biden doesn't know, but whoever's running the White House calls, doesn't he say, you know, we got a situation? How do you bypass that? How do you live with yourself is my question. This guy Mayorkas, because he is lying to you, lying, and he must know he's lying, Mark.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Joe. And I think this is such a critically important question, because what happens is a lot of people just want to paint everybody in this administration with a broad brush as being political. And I don't agree. I think what we have here, the problem in this administration, I've been serving this country for 38 years, worked six administrations, both Republican and Democrat. What I've never seen is that we're seeing this administration is a convergence of the political appointees and ideologues. That's what Mayorkas is. He's not a political animal. He is an ideologue. And so that takes a very intelligent, intellectually a decent person, and it makes them ignorant. It makes them ignorant of the truth, reality, and facts because they simply deny it and they don't want to see it. And that's what we have in Secretary Mayorkas. And that's why I say he's the most dangerous man in this administration, because he's not driven by politics.
he's driven by his ideology.
Yeah, it's a great answer, Mark Morgan. What do we do with the fentanyl now? They're saying, I know this on the Hill now, they're talking about going after China. I don't know why when Biden has a conversation with Xi, Xi goes, oh, yeah, we're going to address the fentanyl problem. So just to be clear, Commissioner, the fentanyl ingredients in the fentanyl are shipped from China to the drug cartels, and then they manufacture it in Mexico and then send it across the border. Is that pretty much it?
Yep, that's exactly it. And Joe, to your point about China, look, we can make inroads with China, believe it or not. We did before, because before China was actually manufacturing fentanyl itself and sending it to the United States through international mail express consignment. We really almost stop that, right? I mean, there's still a trickle, but then they just switched, and as you said, now they're just sending precursor chemicals directly to Mexico. Now the cartels are manufacturing their own synthetic drugs laced with fentanyl and push it across the border. But we can still attack China to reduce the and work with them to reduce the precursor chemicals. But that's only half the battle. The other half is, what about Mexico? What about the cartels? We have to fundamentally shift our mindset on how we go after the cartels. We can't keep going after them like we have for the past 40 years. It's failed. We need to change our approach.
Yeah, so true. And Commissioner, in New York City, my favorite moment, migrants protesting outside City Hall demanding better treatment, man. I mean, I can't even, my grandparents going to City Hall saying, we deserve more, from Italy. Come on. It's mind-boggling, unconscionable that these people are doing this when they should really be on a bus out of America, correct?
Correct. And I'm telling you, right now, if I was back in the administration, I would have been there with enough people to make sure I was actually taken in custody every single illegal alien that was there protesting, number one. But number two, Joe, this is what you have when we have the current policies that we have. Because what we are teaching those from day one, from the first step that they take on U.S. soil, when they do it illegally, is we're teaching them that the rule of law in this country is meaningless. And not only are there zero consequences for their illegal behavior, illegally entering, but then we actually reward them. And then we're surprised that this is the kind of empowerment mindset that they develop and the expectations. We shouldn't be shocked at this at all.
Yeah, it's really, really scary, And do you think we'll see sanctuary cities becoming a thing of the past anytime soon, Mark Morgan?
Not under this administration. I was just on Capitol Hill yesterday. I was actually talking to some pretty conservative Republicans, and the answer I got, Joe, was they just given up. They said nothing with respect to securing our own borders is going to happen under this administration. Meanwhile, we're going to give billions of dollars to multiple other countries to secure and defend their borders. Meanwhile, we're doing nothing to secure our own.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Mark, we appreciate your service to this country, man. Always appreciate you jumping on the air with us. And please keep us posted. If you think that nothing will happen in the Senate with the Democrats, and if the Senate doesn't okay this, and then Mayorkas just keeps his job, I guess. Right, Commissioner?
Yep, that's exactly right. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, until we change things in November. Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much. And thanks again for your great work, my friend.
You bet. Thanks, Joe.
Now, thank you, sir. Commissioner Mark Morgan right there. Just scary. And how do you protest City Hall for not getting in? I'm so confused. You go to City Hall, and if you're the mayor, how do you let it happen? You get out. Everybody. I'm Gleason. Honeymooners. Everybody out. Out. Norton. Out. Come on. This is insane that's happening, and it happens. Oh, my Lord. You just can't make it up. So we'll see what's happening with this impeachment. I wanted to mention this, if I may. 9:13 with Joe on the radio. The United States Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday over the validity of the obstruction law used to prosecute over 300 people involved in the January 6th, 2021 storming of the U.S. Capitol. I'm reading from this 1440, I wasn't sure about this. This is a new kind of news outlet. You know, I always go to Just the News with John Solomon, and this is 1440, so I just want to, it seems to be objective, that's the way they advertise themselves, so let's hope they stay that way. Justices appear divided, and with several questioning whether the government's interpretation of the law might unconstitutionally apply to conduct protected under the First Amendment. So this is a form reading here. Former Pennsylvania police officer Joseph Fisher is challenging the government's claim he violated a portion of the 2002 Sarbanes-Oxley Act passed after the Enron financial scandal. According to the statute, applies only to the tampering of evidence. Fisher allegedly fought police to enter the Capitol building during the presidential election certification process, faces six other charges, including assault of an officer. So we don't know, and I don't know the Fisher case, and I should know that. If you, indeed, and I don't know that he did, assaulted an officer, then you should be in jail. That whole thing, January 6th, was a complete setup. I think they knew it was coming. The government knows what was going on. I think they had feds there getting people in. I don't know why you would walk into the Capitol, why you would not see that, you know? But still, people locked up unnecessarily. I understand that even some grandmothers just went there, just walking by. And this is part of this Democratic Party that is just turning into Venezuela. I don't know what they're doing. And it starts from Donald Trump into the courtroom to these people that had nothing to do with January 6th, still arrested, to Ashley Babbitt being killed for, again, she should not have been rushing in like that, but to kill her in cold blood like that. And the guy's still walking around and still part of the Capitol Police Force, as far as I know. Copenhagen landmark fire. These are interesting stories. A fire ripped through Denmark's historic Borsen, it's called, destroying nearly half of the 400-year-old former stock exchange building yesterday, right? So the historic Copenhagen landmark, currently housing the Danish Chamber of Commerce, was undergoing renovations when it was burned down. I believe this is all concerted from these extremists, the religious extremists trying to take over Europe. This is a Notre Dame moment. That's exactly. Many are comparing the fire, I'm reading right here, to the Notre Dame Cathedral fire in Paris almost exactly 5 years ago. And that is now going on their $900 million restoration. So they're trying to take us down, trying to take over America, trying to take over Europe, and they're burning down churches, and I don't even think we know the half of it, and all we're concerned about is taking down a former president, soon to be next president, in a court of law in the city of New York. Inexcusable. Joe on the radio, the boys are here. Albert, you doing okay? And Joey,
yeah,
everybody
all good
with you guys? You guys all right?
Yep, hanging in there.
All right, that is good. And what else? What am I missing locally, Al? Anything happening that you said in the news? I was listening.
You know what?
We're good?
I'm gonna give you a quiz. I gave you the answer this morning. Let's see if you remember. There are 50 best places to live in the United States. Money Magazine ranked 50 best places in the United States. There is only one place in New Jersey that is the one out of the 50.
Okay.
Can you name which town it is?
Okay, Joe, give me some Jeopardy theme music. Some of the Jeopardy.
Well, I don't.
Yeah, go ahead. It's okay. Joe's got it.
Really? So again, we don't have.
You ready? Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead. Give me the answer.
Metuchen.
That is correct.
Ah! Thank you.
Metuchen is one of the 50th best places in the United States.
How about that?
Apparently, they're spruced up downtown. Metuchen's 3.5-mile railroad turned walking path. A quiet, family-friendly environment. It has a highly rated public school system. They have a Whole Foods there. A friend of mine has took over a restaurant there a couple of years ago that is phenomenal. That is just wonderful food. And it's a great little spot. It's about 20 minutes from me. Metuchen is one of the 50 best places to live in New Jersey.
Isn't that the wildest thing? All I remember is when I was trying to make it at the comedy club, and sometimes I'd take the train in from living down by Princeton, Plainsboro, or that area.
Right.
And I would go to Princeton Junction, and I would take the train in. And then when we go to Metuchen, the same conductor, every trip he'd go, Metuchen? And he would say that there. Every time I hear Metuchen, I hear that guy.
Train leaving Metuchen? On track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Coop. Kamanga.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, guys, remember Danny Aiello used to do, because he used to do the announcements at Grand Central, I believe. Danny, the
Did
late,
really?
Great Danny.
Oh,
yes. And see if you could find it, Joe.
I knew he worked for Greyhound for a while.
No, might have been, but he did the announcements at Grand Central, and he did it on Letterman. Maybe we could find it. It was a great piece on the talk shows, and he would do, because he would, you know, he would do like him making the announcements like that. Ah, we miss Danny Aiello. So we'll try to find that for you. In the meantime, we're going to talk about Israel with Brooke Goldstein. We're going to talk about Israel with Michael Goodwin. We're going to talk about traffic with Debbie Duhaime, 919. Debbie, how are we doing out there this morning?
I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning, Joe. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. We're still seeing delays this morning as you head over to the Hudson River crossings. Watch for delays of 30 minutes in at the George Washington Bridge. Outbound GWB lower construction until 2:30. Lincoln 25, Holland about 50 minutes in from 1 and 9. Watch for some slowdowns this morning as you head over to 17 South at Central Ave in Mahwah with an accident. Looks like you're moving slowly on 287 in both directions out through Mahwah. Traffic is still moving slowly as you head over to the eastbound Gowanus stop and go up through the Prospect. Delays on the eastbound BQE getting up for a 30th Ave with a collision. Jackie Robinson eastbound at Cypress Hill Street. It's a collision. Verrazano Bridge upper level into Brooklyn. Some pretty busy there as well. And we're still seeing delays on the Southern State West at New Highway into East Farmingdale with an accident still being cleaned up. Watch for some showers later today, high of 60. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hello there, Joey on the radio. Debbie, thank you so much. Let me tell you about, I'm telling you about Relief Factor because I want you out of pain and I want you to be able to get out of pain. I don't want you walking around being like Doug and Wendy Weiner. I can't go. I can't. I hurt. I can't. No, you got to get, I don't want to hear, you go ahead, I'll catch up. I don't want to hear you get out of the chair, and I know you know what I'm talking about. It's this. Right, here we go. No, you want to embrace life while you can, And I think you can do it with Relief Factor, with omega-3s and turmeric, resveratrol, neck pain, back pain, joint pain, muscle pain. What do you got? All of the above? I got it. We got it. You don't want to take pills because they simply mask your pain for a short time. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. Over a million people have tried the Relief Factor Quick Start Kit. Boom! Almost 70% go on to order more. You know how many people that is? I'm one of them. I've been out of pain. In 5 days, I was out of pain. Been out of pain ever since. Let me be your guinea pig. Just watch how you use the word guinea, please. Thank you. So, 3-week quick start. Relief Factor. It's only $19.95. You feel better or your money back guarantee. Feel better or your money back guarantee. You got nothing to lose. 800-4-RELIEF, please. 800, the number 4, the word relief. Let's get you out of pain. No more whining. Come on. You can get out of pain. I think you can do it with Relief Factor. Start here, please. ReliefFactor.com.
Dennis Prager explains yet another line of flawed logic.
The latest is about the American Medical Association declaring that medicine is imbued with white supremacy. I didn't know that. American Medical Association, like the entire medical establishment, has been taken over by the anti-American, anti-truth, anti-goodness left. And this is what happens.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3, on AM 970. The Answer.
I don't know about you, friend, but when you woke up this morning, where were your kids? Were they safely tucked into bed? Mine weren't. Well, one of mine wasn't. One was in the living room already on the iPad playing Roblox, and the other two were, you know, yawning and just trying to get out of bed because it was a school day. One of them went into the kitchen, poured herself a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios and a bowl of milk, and got her lunch together, and she had all of her stuff. My daughter, she is on it. She knows how to do all of it. My boys, not so much. But here's the thing. When they opened the cabinet, they didn't worry that they weren't going to find food. Today, there are millions of families in Central and South America that will go hungry with no food in any cabinet in their house. And our gifts through Food for the Poor right now will feed a child that will otherwise die. Please call this number, 855-919-4673, or go to am970theanswer.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, great to have you with us. I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota, because I know the guys at Route 22 Toyota. My buddy Iggy is one of my best friends. Great guy, Iggy Giuffre, you know? And by the way, they're helping out the Boys and Girls Clubs. I got invited to an event with the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey. Boom, that's Route 22 Toyota right there. And now they got this Grand Slam event going on, and Alex Kinsella is like a big baseball fan, so he's celebrating the season, starting with the best offers of the year. Zero down leases on all your favorite Toyota models, and low 1.99% APR financing, up to 72 months. Plus, at Route 22 Toyota, they're offering unbelievable affordable lease deals starting at just $79 per month on some of your favorite Toyota models. You can call them 973-705-8905 and have Alex's team show you how easy it is to get into a new Toyota during their Grand Slam event. 973-705-8905. You speak with someone over at Route 22 Toyota about your favorite Toyota model. And remember, everybody drives at Route 22 Toyota. Thank you, Mr. Acavano. Their goal for 100, you know what? Check this out. 100% credit approval. That is their goal for everybody. 100% credit approval. It's Route 22 Toyota. I know you hear me. You got to call 973-705-8905. Go to Route22Toyota.com. Just remember, tell them Joe Piscopo sent me.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970. TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 925. Brooke Goldstein is executive director of the Lawfare Project, human rights attorney, author of Lawfare, The War Against Free Speech. Brooke, welcome back to the show. I've been meaning to catch up with you for a while now, and, you know, my condolences on all the horror that is unfolding in Israel. Thank you for fighting for the state of Israel. We're right there with you, and we welcome you back to the program.
Well, thank you for having me. I like to think that we're actually fighting for the entire Western free world, given that Israel is on the front lines of the war against Islamist extremism, as well as all different types of theologically motivated terror. And that's how it should be viewed. This is not just Israel's war. This is really a war that implicates the entire civilized world. And if you want to, you know, listen to what the mullahs are saying themselves. They're attacking U.S. bases in Iraq. Their goal is to eradicate the West and to reestablish a caliphate. And they see Israel as a Western outpost. And so that's why Israel is on the front lines.
And Brooke, well said, and speaking the truth. How I asked this question many times the last couple of days. Because Iran gets these ballistic. You see the size of those missiles, Brooke? Did you see those? The size of those things that they were firing?
Could you imagine if only one of those missiles had nuclear capability?
That's right. It was huge. And it was like that was a ballistic missile. The drones are dangerous. But Iran gets all of the weapons. China's working with them. Russia's working with them. And North Korea, you have that whole cabal working together. And I worry that we are going to finance. I'm sure Congress will send money to Israel. But are we it for Israel? Are we it? Are we the only people helping out Israel on a world stage, Brooke Goldstein?
No. So first of all, I want to say that one positive aspect of what we saw, besides obviously the incredible aerial defense capabilities that Israel has, which is unparalleled in the world, is the fact that there was a true coalition between Western powers to assist Israel defending against the evil regime of Iran. There's also reports that Saudi Arabia was helping and Jordan helped. But what I find incredibly disturbing, and I think this is what needs to be talked about, Iran obviously was involved in the recent attack, but Iran is the sponsor of the October 7th massacre as well, and America is paying them. Why is it after October the 7th, after 1,200 civilians were massacred in the most brutal, disgusting way, American civilians taken hostage, that the Biden administration awarded a waiver, a sanctions waiver worth $10 billion to Iran. Iran was the primary sponsor of the October 7th attack. Now, these waivers allow Iran, they collect money from the sale of electricity to Iraq. It's allowed to convert funds into euros. It spends the money immediately, and it is funding Hamas. It is funding Hezbollah. It is funding over a dozen terror proxies in the West. And so you can make the argument, I think, very safely that we are aiding and abetting a regime that is intent on destroying America. And the Biden administration needs to be held accountable for the degree of complicity, both in October the 7th and the attack after.
And so, you know, it's interesting to me when they when Biden appears somewhere, it, they call him Genocide Joe, and they say he's going after. But this is, I'll tell you, this is the guy, in my opinion, they're not supporting Israel. He is supporting Hamas. And if you support Iran, to your point, Brooke Goldstein, you are supporting Hamas and Hezbollah. And so the facts that you just stated on this program, Brooke Goldstein, word one has not met the mainstream media. And that should be exactly what that leads the story every night on the mainstream media, is exactly what you talked about how, in Iran. Donald Trump, on the other hand, stranglehold Iran. They couldn't make a move, and there's no way, in my opinion, Hamas would have made a move on Israel if Trump was in office because Iran didn't have any money, and they worked it with energy, they worked it with sanctions. Now they're talking about sanctions with Iran. Where is Biden? And it's not Biden. We know, I think we could both agree on that. Whoever's running the White House, what's wrong with these people? Why their distrust and hate for Israel? And trying.
They hate America. They don't just hate Israel. They hate America. And who else hates America? All of the hundreds of people out on the street protesting, if you want to call it that. I'd rather say cheering.
For Hamas.
Cheering on the Iran attacks. Just like they cheered the October 7th attack. Now, this is a huge threat, the radicalization within our borders, the support for Hamas, the support for Hezbollah, designated terrorist organizations within our border. That, to me, is the most troubling thing of all of this.
Yeah, it's so true. And the end game on all of this, Brooke, before we let you go, I got a couple more questions, if I may, while we have you. The end game on all of this, in Israel, don't forget, Hezbollah from the north, Hamas coming across, they still have to finish off Hamas, and indeed they will. Now Iran, how will Israel retaliate? What's your personal opinion?
Israel is going to save the world. Okay, the Jewish state is going to save the world while the United States gives billions of dollars to Iran and they use it to fund their proxies. How ridiculous is it that the United States is asking Israel not to drag America into the world? This is a perversion of the laws of cause and effect. Israel's not dragging anyone into a war. Okay, we should be thankful for Israel. America is funding this war. The mullahs are the ones who are on the war path, and it is Israel, the Jewish state, that's going to prevent World War III from happening.
And how do they go? Do they do a cyber attack on those potential, quote-unquote, alleged nuclear sites in Iran? Is that the way that's going to happen, do you think?
Well, you know, I never like to have opinions about things that I'm not an expert about. I am in no way a military expert. What I will say is that Israel has the luxury and the time and the ability to do the attack the way they need to do it. And again, not from a expertise perspective, but I would just think that they're not going to go all out war on Iran. They're going to just continue targeting with the world support, the nuclear facilities. They're going to be taking out the heads of the military, and they can do so quietly, just like they've been doing all along.
Yeah, all right. Brooke, thanks so much. Thanks for the fight. Thanks for taking the time with us. Keep the fight. Please come back anytime, Brooke Goldstein.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Brooke Goldstein right there. Joe on the radio. Michael Goodwin has a lot to say as well. As a matter of fact, he's the chief political columnist for the New York Post. Hit the mullahs and hit them hard, Israel. And 5 key takeaways from Iran's failed attack. That is from Michael Goodwin in the New York Post. Coming up momentarily, Al is in the newsroom at 9:33 on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
57 and partly sunny at 9:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Rachel Zegler and Kit Connor will be making their Broadway debut. The two will play star-crossed lovers in Romeo and Juliet, the modern-day adaptation of the Shakespeare classic, opens in the fall. Features music from Jack Antonoff, who works with Taylor Swift. Connor played a young Elton John in Rockin' Man, but he's best known for the Netflix adaptation of Heartstopper. Zegler recently starred in The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Tickets for the show will go on sale to the public in May. One of the 50 best places to live in the United States is in New Jersey. Money Magazine ranking Metuchen in the top 50, and it is the only New Jersey community to make it. Money Magazine points to its spruced-up downtown and Metuchen's 3.5-mile railroad-turned-walking path. The magazine calls it a quiet, family-friendly environment that has a highly rated public school system. In sports, Yankees on a 3-game losing streak. They fell to the Blue Jays 5-4 in Toronto. Mets clinched their three-game series with the Pittsburgh Pirates. They won by the final of 3-1. They'll go for the sweep later this afternoon. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Altered inside parking in effect. Inbound GWB, a 20-minute delay. The outbound George Washington Bridge moving slowly. It's all due to construction on that lower level. Let's go to the inbound Lincoln. That's about 25. Again, the George is 20. Lincoln, 25. Holland, about 30. Expect delays on the Jackie Robinson East at Cypress Hill Street. It's a collision. Van Wyck still heavy. As you get up toward Jamaica Ave, a stalled vehicle has been out there since 5:30 this morning. We're seeing delays as you head to the eastbound BQE up by 30. Avenue with an accident. The Sawmill southbound right at the thruway getting down through Irvington over in Westchester County. It's a collision. Some stop-and-go traffic as you head over to 287. Watch for some slowdowns on 287 as you head southbound getting down through Mahwah. It's all due to a car fire heading down toward Franklin Lakes. Clouds today, some showers later, high of 60. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
All right, Debbie Duhame, thank you so much. Let me talk about Dottie Herman. So we're so lucky to work with the most wonderful women on this program. Debbie Duhame, Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, knows all about real estate, you know. And you can stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives you the tips on how to make it through the crazy waters of real estate. And it doesn't matter if you're new to the game, a seasoned vet, maybe you want to be a real estate agent. I'm just saying, you listen to Eye on Real Estate. She got Lucas Ferrara with her on her Saturday morning show at 10 o'clock right here on AM 970, The Answer. Anything you need to know, because you're going to worry about mortgages and percentages and renting and buying, and you look at a town like a downtown New York, you know, on Wall Street, it's like a ghost town, you know, and then you say, oh, can I get a good deal there? Maybe you can. I don't know that you can in New York. Everything's so expensive, and Dottie knows that. Dottie knows what is best to do for you and for your business and how you can make it through those the wacky world of real estate right now. I'm telling you, every day I can look at a house, you know, like out in the boondocks in Jersey where I am, and it's so expensive. And the next day, it's down. It's so volatile. You got to listen to Dottie Herman, and it's Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock, okay? And she'll walk you through everything you need to know about real estate. Great show. It's called Tune. We want you to tune into this great show. Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer with Dottie Herman.
Are you ready to embark on an unforgettable expedition to Alaska this summer? Then join me, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, along with Mike Gallagher and our special guests on the Patriots Alaska Cruise, sailing over 4th of July weekend. Learn more at patriotsalaskacruise.com. This experience is a chance to participate in spirited discussions and thought-provoking lectures with like-minded patriots and sought-after speakers. 7 action-packed days will chart a course toward a bright American future, all while surrounded by Alaska's rustic and natural wonders on a luxury cruise ship. You'll experience powerful creation immersed in the splendor of glaciers and fjords. Join Mike Gallagher and me June 29th to July 6th. Secure your cabin today by calling 855-565-5519 or book online at patriotsalaskacruise.com. That's 855-565-5519, patriotsalaskacruise.com.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. That cruise is going to be epic with Mike Gallagher. You want to check that out. Hey, let me tell you about Connors and Sullivan, if I can. You know you need a will. You know you need a trust. You need a power of attorney, healthcare proxy, living will, estate plan. Well, if you can't make it to Connors and Sullivan, where you can get a free initial consultation, Mike goes on the road. He goes on the road. Mike himself. Yes, he does. He'll be in Maspeth, Queens at Connolly's Corner, Grand Avenue, right there in Maspeth, 3 p.m., 7 p.m. When? Wednesday? That's April 24th, next week, okay? April 25th, Thursday. Look at this. Don Roberto's. Now, I'll be at Don Roberto's on the 24th because we're doing something for Blue Lives Matter. We're doing something for Chaz Palminteri and Gianna and their wonderful organization that helps children. But on April 25th, Mike Connors will be at Don Roberto's, and that's on Staten Island, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., okay? Friday, April 26th, the Adria Hotel, Northern Boulevard, Bayside, Queens, 11 a.m., 3 p.m. Monday, April 29th, Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue in Brooklyn, 3 p.m., 7 p.m., and Tuesday, April 30th, at Buckley's Restaurant in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. That's Mike Connors. Those are free seminars from the man that knows more about estate planning than anybody else. And if you can't make these free seminars, call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500, okay? 718-238-6500. All right, Mike always says the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all. 718-238-6500 or ConnorsandSullivan.com.
We aren't mainstream news. We are the truth. AM 970, The Answer.
Michael Goodwin is the chief political columnist for the New York Post and a friend of the program, kind enough to join us on the radio. Michael, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, my friend. Crazy days, Michael, crazy days. How you doing?
So far, so good, Joe. Thank you.
You know, and thank you for having the guts to write what you're writing here on your article and your column. It takes a lot of guts to say this. Walk us through that. And you're saying that Israel's gotta hit Iran and hit them hard.
Yeah, look, I think, Joe, that the idea that somehow Israel should not retaliate for an attack that aimed to kill thousands, perhaps tens of thousands, Israelis just because the attack failed. I don't think the laws of war, that's not how they're written. Israel deserves to defend itself as any country does, and certainly the United States would not limit itself and has never limited its own right to retaliate from being attacked. And so this imposition on Israel by President Biden and the Brits and the French and all the usual suspects that Israel has to play by a different set of rules is simply not right, and I don't believe Israel will abide by it. I think that the government of Israel has the support of the vast majority of its citizens who, on the heels of October 7th, are not going to tolerate another attack, this time from Iran, an independent country that has vowed to wipe Israel off the map and is the sponsor of Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, all the groups we know of that are firing rockets and placing roadside bombs and burning babies in ovens. Those are all financed by Iran. And now this time Iran broke the seal by being its own architect of an attack on Israel directly from Iranian soil. There's no reason why Israel should not respond in kind.
Yeah, and not just take the win, Michael, not just take the win.
It's a clever little thing that Joe Biden did there, but I think it's, like most of his foreign policy, it's a dumpster fire.
Yeah, it is. Or don't tell. We're telling Irene. Don't. Can you imagine if Trump did that, and then what the press would do with that? Now, I mean, now don't. It's ridiculous. And now, do you think that we were just chatting about it on the air, Michael Goodwin, that Israel is indeed technically superior than anything that Iran has, right? I mean, that's what I'm hoping, because Iran keeps saying if they attack, we're going to attack back even on greater force. Does Iran have the ability to do that?
Well, we don't know for certain. It's probably likely that they have more than they've shown so far, but do they have anything that is superior, not just to Israeli defensive technology, but to American? As I point out in the column, you know, 1983, Ronald Reagan proposed what is now the Strategic Defense Initiative. The idea was that you could shoot down incoming rockets, and this was a revolutionary idea at the time, because all of the agreements with Russia and the United States over nuclear weapons were about controlling them, limiting them, but there was no defense. So there was no expectation that you could defend against them. Mm-hmm. And Reagan's idea was, you know, why can't you shoot them down in outer space before they yeah. land on their yeah. targets?
Yeah.
And he was mocked as Star Wars and all right. of that. But here we are, look, right 40 years later, and never has the defensive technology proven to be so important. I mean, there were more than 300 projectiles, drones, missiles of different kinds, and none of them hit their target. And that is because most of them were shot down in the air, either by rocket defensive systems or aircraft, the United States, Great Britain, even Saudi Arabia and Jordan helped shoot down the Iranian rockets. So this is quite a thing, quite a defensive moment in the history of warfare.
And your article here, you weren't in the military. I was not. I never had the privilege to serve my dad. But you're looking at what looks like a military dissertation here on your article. This is great because you break down five key takeaways on how to take Iran out. I wish the administration was this astute, Michael Goodwin. Evil and competent. First, Iran was unmasked as a third-rate military power, one whose malignancy far outstrips its competency. They could go in and they could take out, let's go here, power grid, not just the potential alleged nuclear sites, but the power grids. You think that's where Israel will start, Michael Goodwin?
Well, look, I think they have a multitude of targets available. I mean, certainly there is this conventional, the drone factories. I mean, the drones that the Iranians are produced are now a weapon for export as well. Russia is using Iranian drones. Syria is using Iranian drones. So that's a fat target. The missiles it's producing on its own territory, that's a target. But I think the big megillah here is the nuclear program. And Israel has done a number of things over the years to set back the Iranian nuclear program. But it continues apace. I mean, recent inspections have shown that it is getting closer and closer to weapons-grade uranium. And so that's obviously a concern because, again, Iran has threatened to use a nuclear weapon against Israel. And so that is an important target. And as you say, you could do things like the power grid and things like that. To me, the holy grail here would be something that encourages the Iranian opposition, the people in the streets who have protested before, to finally succeed in some kind of regime change here. Enough pressure on this tyranny to upset it in some way. I'm not sure exactly how that happens, but these things always, in hindsight, we say, oh, why didn't we see that? It was so obvious. It's not obvious at this point, but just back to Israel's options, it should not be limited by Joe Biden's timid advice to just pocket the win and let it go at that. No, it's not. That's not how it works. That's not how Israel has survived for 75 years in this neighborhood, and it's not how it's going to survive into the future.
As a must-read, we just re-exited out Michael Goodwin's article. Michael writes, ultimately, the Holy Grail would be a retaliation that sparks a public uprising against the mullahs, leading at least to regime change, if not an open democracy. And Michael closes the piece, not to give it away, with bombs away.
That's amazing. Look, go for it, right?
You're the man.
Not tiddlywinks. I know. Not a game of chess. This is survival.
And we'll let you go, Michael, but while we have you, you're absolutely right, because I wanted to ask you about the Iranian people. The Iranian people seem to want nothing to do with these mullahs, with these maniacs that are running Iran. So if you went in and if they are harsh enough on Iran, the people will act up. But you know what? Also, what is with this, before we let you go, Michael Goodwin, why they're giving money? We just talked to Brooke Goldstein about Israel and about how the Biden administration is actually helping Hamas by giving Iran money, and we know they've given them like $60 billion, where Donald Trump, his key was shutting Iran down because that's where terror starts. What is the Biden administration missing? What are they afraid of, Michael?
Well, it's not just the money they give them. It's basically not enforcing the sanctions that exist as well. Okay. And so Iran is selling a lot of oil primarily to Russia to help in the war against Ukraine. I mean, and other countries like that. I mean, it's just in China. It's selling to China primarily too. So it is now an enemy of America. It has been for a long time. It was Barack Obama who had this stupid idea that you could sweet talk them back into the world of friendly nations. It, you know, okay, fine. You want to try it? You're president. You have a different idea. Go for it. But that was now a long time ago, and it hasn't worked. It never worked. They have always used the money that they get for more terrorism and more repression at home. When will the Democratic presidents and the Democratic White House wake up to this reality? Certainly Donald Trump knows it. He acted very differently, and you didn't hear much about Iran in the Trump years. Now they're back again, stronger and more malicious than ever.
Yeah, amen. Michael, brilliant piece as always. We appreciate it. Michael Goodwin, thanks for taking the time. Keep the fight. Hey, go get him. Hit him hard, Michael Goodwin says. We love it, man. We love it, Michael. Thank you, my friend. God bless. We'll talk soon.
My pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
The brilliant article you got is you're most welcome, Michael. Thank you so much. Joe on the radio, it's 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. Debbie's out there on the roads working diligently all morning long for you, checking traffic. How we doing, Deb?
Joe, I still see a lot of traffic here on the Jackie Robinson eastbound at Cypress Hill Street. It's an accident with one lane blocked. Watch for slowdowns on the Van Wyck North at Jamaica Ave, but they finally cleared away a disabled vehicle. Inbound George Washington Bridge down to 20 minutes. Outbound George Washington Bridge, lower level construction till 2:30 this afternoon. Lincoln 25, Holland about 30. Some stop-and-go traffic on the Sawmill South at the Thruway in Irvington. Looks like an accident being cleaned up from that spot. 287 is busy southbound as you get down through Franklin Lakes where the car fire just cleared. Then on 287 south exit 13 into Bridgewater. It's a collision. 9 northbound in Sayreville. It's construction by Ernston Road. And we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic on 17 south at Central Ave. Getting down through Mahwah with that accident clear. Some more volume on 17 South right through Hasbrook Heights. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager explains yet another line of flawed logic.
The latest is about the American Medical Association declaring that medicine is imbued with white supremacy. I didn't know that. American Medical Association, like the entire medical establishment, has been taken over by the anti-American, anti-truth, anti-goodness left. And this is what happens.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
This is Joe Piscopo. The following is a medical minute sponsored by my friends at InfuCareRx. InfuCareRx.com. Improving quality of life one patient at a time. Here is this week's Medical Minute with Dr. Neil Nandy of the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania.
Family history is a risk factor for developing inflammatory bowel disease, also known as IBD. A parent with IBD may confer a risk of up to 5% to a child, but two parents who each have IBD may confer a collective risk that increases to 20 to 30% even. The majority of what drives the development of IBD is not genetic for most people, but environmental causes poorly understood. For instance, environmental causes may include things such as smoking, sleep, stress, diet, antibiotics, or more.
This Medical Minute is sponsored by InfuCareRx, and the information, comments, or views expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of InfuCareRx. Please consult your medical professional for any medical questions, opinions, or guidance.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. Join our sister station, WMCA, for the upcoming Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the tri-state area, Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. Invite your pastor. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast will include a delicious breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, and a radio broadcast featuring yours truly. Enjoy music led by the CCC worship leaders and get gift bags, ministry awards, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor Ahar Bernard. This is a unique opportunity to come together as church and ministry leaders to inspire one another to press on. WMCA thanks you for your faithfulness to the calling, so don't miss this opportunity for encouragement. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information or to reserve your tickets, go to WMCA.com. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Butterfield Co. and Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Early sunshine today is going to give way to clouds and even a couple showers in the afternoon, growing steadier as the evening progresses. We'll see a high of 62, and then we're down to just some drizzle overnight, a low of 48. Tomorrow's breezy, quite chilly, with pockets of rain and drizzle on occasion. Temperature only reaches about 50, but it's going to feel like it's in the low to mid-40s. Friday will be cloudy, and we can't rule out a spotty shower, high 56. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured on the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? Who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. That's right. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engages people in 9/11 remembrance all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation to keep its vow to never forget. I'll be down at Gold Coast Cadillac with Bill Camastro down there in Oakhurst, New Jersey, May 11th. For who? That's right, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Proud to be there with my buddy Bill. We're going to have a great time. We invite you to come down to Gold Coast Cadillac May 11th. More than 95 cents of every dollar, 95.1 cent to be exact, of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices, please, of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month. That's all we ask to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Joey on the radio. We love you. We appreciate you being with us. What a morning, you know, just getting through all of this and trying to be, objective at it all. My goodness gracious, it's just the craziest of time. But don't forget, if I may, before we get out of here, I'm a child of the 50s and the 60s, and the 60s were so turbulent. And I think about, like Joanne Chesimard running. She still, is fugitive in Cuba after assassinating Warren Foster, this New Jersey state trooper. We will never forget that. So there were crazy times in the 60s and in the 70s as well. It was crazy. So we, I believe, will get through this. The problem is, if I think, and I may be wrong, but I don't think I am, if we have one more 4 years of the people running the White House and using Biden as a puppet, and what can happen? He won't last physically. Who, Kamala Harris, is she going to be? Something's going to be just really out of the ordinary. So you can't vote for this. Are you going to vote for RFK Jr.? I mean, I can almost understand it, except for the vice president. So now, and then you look to Donald Trump, and they're trying to portray Trump as this criminal in court. And if you don't identify with Donald Trump at this point, if you are going to flip him off and be rude and just hate Trump just to hate Trump because you don't like his personality, then you got to look at yourself. I would humbly submit that you just look at yourself in your own heart, because you can't have that hate. You can't have that hate. And what Trump is going through is what you, every single one of us, will go through if we have another, what they call, Biden administration. I promise you. And I'm old now. I got wisdom now. I don't care now. I don't care what anybody thinks now. You know what I mean? When you get older, you know what I'm talking about. My boomer brothers and sisters know that. So I'm going to just plain do what's right for this country. In the name of who? In the name of my parents. In the name of who? In the name of my grandparents. Joey, great show. Thank you. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Debbie Duhame. Cara Fasaro, thank you. Michael, thank you for manning the phones. Mert Roberts will podcast this live broadcast out. Please stay tuned for Mike Gallagher. That's a vital listen every single day, with Dr. Gorka as well, coming up on AM 970, The Answer. So listen, I'm going to go out, I'm going to do my daddy thing, and then I'm going to be back in the morning, 6 o'clock tomorrow. In the meantime, make it a magnificent day, because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
57 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Donald Trump's Truth Social Media platform planning to launch a live TV streaming platform While the company's stock price tumbles, as of Wednesday morning, shares of Trump Media trading at around $22, down significantly from the $70 debut price on March 26. The company's market capitalization has decreased by more than $5 billion since its stock began trading. An SEC filing Monday reveals Trump Media will issue another 21.5 million shares. Meanwhile, Tuesday, Trump Media said it will roll out streaming live TV content in the form of a TV news network and content that has been canceled or suppressed on other platforms. There's no word on injuries after a small plane crashed in New Jersey. FAA says the pilot was the only one on board a single-engine Cessna 150. It crashed at Sussex Airport in Wantage Township shortly before noon Tuesday. The agency will investigate the crash. Wall Street opening with stocks higher. It comes after the Dow was able to snap a six-day losing skid yesterday. However, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ both hit three-day losing streaks on Tuesday. At the opening bell, Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all trading higher. In sports, Yankees lost to the Blue Jays 5-4. The Mets beat the Pirates by the final of 3-1. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.